adequately ask for support for what we're doing. What we do is we want real ground to step on. We say, I'm going off this cliff and I want to be able to feel that ground. So, all right? So what we do to feel that ground is to try to do it conscientiously, or to make ourselves feel that we're doing it. What I'm saying to you now is that the breath moving through the body in the past would seem to you as though it was nothing. But now we know how tangible that is, that the breath moving over the inner organs and passing, in a sense, through your life experience, passing over the brain so that it receives all the thought, feeling, and intuition you have. That breath, filled with a life's experience, is as firm as the ground that you would step on, and it's firmer. See, it supports you more than that ground that you think you needed.
Which is why I walk like that strange way.
Maybe so. So see, even if you let trust your walk to the breath, as students who need to walk in the room, I say, look, you must walk on the breath, just as you must talk on the breath, just as you must feel on the breath. So what I'm teaching now more and more is that acting and the change of emotions, you know, like the travel of emotions through a scene, you act with your breath. See, the words are just an extension of the breath, but it's how the breath changes inside the body. That's what it is that's doing the acting for you. I think I don't know if other teachers say that, but that's what it really is. When a teacher says to you, act from the inside, what that means to us, you and me, is as the breath passes over the body and the brain, it's telling us what to do and we merely follow it.
It's like, if I have the thought, but I don't know how it's coming out.
Exactly. And in this room, by doing it over and over again, the way that thought comes out, we're going to take a chance because it can come out wrong. Mm-hmm. See, as many mistakes as you make, that's how deeply you will understand the exercise. It doesn't matter if it comes out wrong in this room. So that's what we want to do. We want to say to yourself, let me give this a try and see where the next mistake will surface. Okay? Now try again. Doing it. Before we stopped to talk. What happened was that the beginning count, 1, 2, 3, 4, was a little dull, but the 5, 6 meant, dare you come into this room. This time, you allowed the whole thing to have that expression. So you went, 1, 2, 3, 4, now, how dare you come into this? That was it, Judy. Do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You feel it, exactly. We have to be careful a little bit that the voice doesn't grab at the throat as you begin to really feel it. Okay, so that's what the training is keeping the voice forward and yet feeling it deeply at the same time. I'm going to give you another little exercise. I'm going to say that you've started to go out of the room. Let's say you're Mrs. Stephen Haynes again. You've started to go out of the room, and then you turn and say to her, I will not have you near my daughter, and I want you to count to whatever number. But that's the thought.
She started to turn to go out.
Stop. Everything you've done just now has been wrong.
Okay.
First of all, when you were Crystal Allen, you were sitting like this, and you were listening, and you tried it. The minute I said, be Mrs. Stephen Haynes, you stopped, you changed your position, you got into a proper position, so you could, quote, act, and your elbow, something went like this, ka-chung, and then you were ready. Did you see all that stuff you did beforehand? as though Mrs. Stephen Haynes was more important in this exercise experience than Crystal Allen. Do you see what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're jumping ahead to performance. Don't do that. Don't do that. Everything is equal. Now I'm going to tell you about everything is equal. Once at CalArts about 1970, I had two really far out students. I mean, they were so smart. They knew everything. And they were also children of the 60s. And they were young people who had just slept around, you know, throughout the continent, as kids did in the 60s.
And I was part of them.
Exactly.
<Never.
laughs> Yeah, that's exactly.
What you're saying is they're my age, but even when they were 19.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was one day they were saying to me, you know, people talk about sexual energy. They said, what nonsense, it's all energy. It's just one energy. Okay? I'm saying this to you because things, I'm going to add more to this. So when they said that, do you understand what they meant?
Mm-hmm.
That there is no such thing as sexual energy. It's energy. And you may use it in one direction, but it's all one. That's all it is. It's one energy that we have. About 2 years later, when I was teaching a class at CalArts, one of the girls who was really, again, a very smart girl, through the term, had a lot of thoughts going on. And one day she explained in class, she said, you know, she said, I finally realized that everything equals the same. She said, if I go to the grocery store, it's the same as if I'm studying for a part. It's the same as if I'm doing the part. It's all the same. She said, it's one energy. And the kid, that was Linda, 2 years before it had been Tian. So that people are discovering this. Then what we discover about trying something out and performance, one of the boys said in that class, he said, it's okay, you know, for us to, we're all working pretty well in this class. He said, but when we get out in the real world, I said, well, what is, it took me a day to figure that out. I didn't answer him right away because, yeah, you know, one thinks of, oh, well, this is just practice, but out there is the real thing. No, it took me a day. There is no real world. What is real? Just this minute. Between me and that class, whatever those kids were doing in that class at that time was real. See, there was no such thing as that was unreal and that somewhere else was real. Does that make sense to you, Judy? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, now I'm piling example because I really want that to get through to you. What I discovered is this, that when the kids did an exercise successfully in class, what happened is that right feeling was felt throughout the body. The cells of the body received that information and it felt successful. Then the next time they did the exercise and they did it successfully, the cells, so that the body was reinforced constantly by success. So that when the person took a step to walk out the door to the next room, let's say to the large rehearsal room where they were working with another student director, what they did was they took that body filled with those memories of right feelings when they were right on in an acting technique, and they took those feelings and brought it to the rehearsal room with the next director. See, and then again, it was filled with right feelings, and they were reinforced, and they did their job. When they went from that, they opened that door into another door. It was, let us say, somewhere in Hollywood. And they went into that room filled with right feelings and did it before the casting agent. When they went then into the director's office, they had the body and the mind reinforced by successful or rightful responses to the material, and it then worked for them there. So you see, it, everything is just another door opening to another door opening to another door. But there is no such thing as, oh, when I do that, it's different from when I do this. Does that help?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I'm not sure, but...
Of course. Of course. But what we're doing right now is we're going to kick that thing out. If it takes us an hour of... we're going to flood you with so many examples that one day you say, you know, I finally believe it. I finally believe if I do it right in this room, it will be a little right or a little more right in the next room. If I don't do it right in this room, it can't be right when I do it in that room. If I am Crystal Allen and use the technique, that works well for me. If I'm Mrs. Stephen Haynes and use the technique, that works well for me. If I suddenly change everything because I'm now Mrs. Stephen Haynes, I can't do it. Okay? So it is even possible that you would play Crystal Allen one day, isn't it? Yeah, as possible as being Mary Haynes.
I think so.
Absolutely. Why not?
No, Cecil said that when he cast us. He said, I could reverse it, but he did it this way because she's younger than I am. Because she just simply is younger. And so he said, I think for our purposes, we could cast it this way.
So what you just said to me was that it is possible that someday I will play Crystal Allen. And yet, because it was Crystal Allen today, you just did the exercise. Mm-hmm. Okay? You didn't create a little something around it.
Right.
You do Crystal Allen, you do Mary Haynes, you count to six. It is all the same. It is one energy, one thought process based on this particular technique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Let's do it again now. You're going to do Crystal Allen now, okay? And you're going to count to six, thinking, how dare you come into my room. Good. Okay. Now you're going to be Mrs. Stephen Haynes, and you're going to say, don't you come near my daughter.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Aha! Perfect. Did you feel it?
Yeah, my face changed, didn't it?
I bet it did. Light,
see, but I
baby.
Only realized that afterwards. Is that normal?
Why should you realize it before?
Well, I don't know. I never did this before. I don't think.
No, you never did. No.
I don't know. I just asked.
Wait a minute. But what you're saying is, see, the last two times in our lessons that we've been talking, you say, I get this numbed expression. I mean, I go expressionless. And this time you said, my face changed, didn't it? But I didn't think about it until afterwards. Well, why should you think about it during?
Well, I don't know.
That's right.
But I didn't think about it during when it was anesthetized either, but I was somehow thinking wrong things instead of right things, which made that happen. I wasn't thinking, look,
vague. Yeah. What I want you to understand is this. If you use this technique, I gotta give it a name, it's too good. I gotta market this thing. If you use the technique as you are beginning to, and you will get better at it, and it will become yours. If you use this technique right, then everything is going to reflect what you think and what you are. Mm-hmm. So your face will reflect it, the sound of your voice, the words will reflect it, your whole body will reflect it. You will be being that character. And you will be doing it without effort. The effort is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, it is hard for you, Judy. I'm laying heavily on you. But I know how hard it is to do what we're trying to do without, this distraction, just like the girl in the reading that mm-hmm. I just gave you, without distraction, and to trust that one day you will work without distraction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now do it again. Really do it again. Only trust the breath as it moves through the body, over the brain, into the numbers. Okay? Don't think about, I've got to get this right a second time. That ain't what we're doing at all. We're just going to the beginning of the exercise, right? Just as when we breathe out, and just to let the breath come back in, all we do is this, Just the F, right? The little place of the lips? That's all we do. The rest follows. Doesn't it? Doesn't the breath come back into the body when we do that? So too, we're now taking a more complicated acting exercise in which you will be a certain person thinking a certain thought. All you have to do is let that breath start it, and then the rest is going to take care of itself. That's what you call a good exercise, when it does it for you. All right? Try it. That didn't come back up to the word. You were just a little too rushed. That's okay. You did that. I'm glad you made that mistake, because what you were doing was really trying not to have a space between you and it. Okay, that's swell. But in doing it, you rushed it. So you didn't trust the breath. Trust the breath.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, that was trusting the breath, Judy. Did you feel it? Yeah. It takes a lot of guts to trust the breath. I didn't know anything about this. You know when I think I figured all this out? When I was doing those Beckett plays, Rockabye and Footfall. That was when I learned.
Especially Rockabye.
Yeah, exactly. No, also Footfalls.
Right.
Footfalls.
But the Rockabye thing was so...
rhythmic or...
Yeah. And you had it, you know.
That was when I learned it. And then I also learned this when I was doing Molly Bloom. I learned how to not be afraid of letting a thought take its natural pace until the mind came to the next thought. That's when this is the result. What I'm teaching you is the result of what I did in those two pieces. That's when I learned it. And when I did Molly Bloom, sometimes I would get scared and take what I called stage time, meaning I went ahead of my intuition, or went ahead of my breath, or jumped in ahead of the thought, and that was not right. Okay? Whenever I did that, I lost the meaning of the line that followed, and I lost the humor of the line that followed. I even lost the laugh. When I took as long as it needed for me to then say it, if I trusted that, I got the full meaning of the next sentence out. This is what I'm trying to get you to do. No.
I think I understand.
Yeah, good. Okay, do it once again, Judy. And this time, let's see. I want you to, let us say that she has looked at what she's wearing. Watch this, I'm going to do it for you. She's looked at what she's wearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You feel it? So first I looked, then I let the breath go out.
Right.
Yeah, I just added a little something to it. All right.
And you were thinking,
you could tell. I mean, I didn't even tell you what I was thinking.
But it was exactly.
So when I looked, I mean, I just saw that gorgeous figure, in leopard spots or something.
And this young woman has a Farrah Fawcett hair.
Uh-huh.
She's not strikingly pretty, but she has a Farrah Fawcett hair, and she's a little bit overweight, but she definitely has, just a tiny bit, but she definitely has a full figure, and she dresses.
Really see her.
Let me take
a look at her. Do it right now.
Yeah, I guess that's what I just did when I described
her. You were really seeing her?
Yeah.
Now see her again.
Okay, and do the counting and everything while you
the
did
breath
it?
The breaths out? Exactly, everything.
Okay.
You begin to feel like Mrs. Phoebean Haynes.
I did. I think I was reminding myself of.
Why not?
Well, I
know. As Crystal or as Mary Haynes? Yeah.
When it came out, I thought to myself, ooh, that seems a little bit like a song.
Oh, yeah.
Telling me that I needed to wear wraparound skirts over my leotards when I taught the children at the Waterdown Children's Theater, because it was not appropriate for 6-year-olds to see me running around in leotards and pants.
question.
Tell me, I do.
Let me now point out something that we're not going to work on today, but we do have to work on eventually. You're getting it. You're getting that breath.
I'm understanding.
You bet you are. And you're doing it.
Or am I thinking?
No, no, no. You're understanding what I say, and you're doing it. Now, there's one other thing that we're going to have to do. There is a certain press, you don't press down physically on the word, but you let it go monotone, all right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I know what it is. It's my old habit that I haven't gotten rid of yet. I do press down, but it happens because this doesn't close and open like it's supposed to, and my tongue tries too hard, and that makes it do it because Alice was working with me on the word daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And if I keep the back of my tongue loose and feel the T where it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. it doesn't ever come out wrong.
Okay. What I'd like to add to that, Judy, that's that explanation is quite real. But I'd like you to keep that in Alice's class.
Okay.
What I'd like, the way I'd like to explain it in this class, is that the ear has suppressed the music. Okay? So it's a slightly different way. I mean, she has gone right to the physical reason for it, and I'm going to another reason for it, and both combine to serve it. But I think you can learn this through allowing the ear to hear the music that an actor composes. See, a singer has the music in front of them. It goes down, bum, 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 bum. It's composed for them. An actor also has music in his, her sentence, but it's we who compose the music for the sentence. Listen to what I just said. An actor also has music in his, her sentence, but it's we who compose the music. Did you feel the music in there? Good. Now, what you are accustomed to doing as part of that whole, your personality syndrome, which was not the real you, but the you of so many years, you go, an actor has music in his system, and we are supposed to compose the music. Hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that really, I would like another exercise or another lesson to work on that, to let that thing alone. Because when you speak to me naturally, it is lovely. I mean, I keep telling you what a lovely, musical, tinkling voice you have. But you act, you press it down into one sentence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's now talk to each other. Let's talk to each other in numbers. Because I'm watching the time, I can't go over with you another technique that I've worked out called the rhythm that comes from one's own biological rhythm. What do I know what I'm saying? Biological rhythm. That's what I'm talking about. And I figured it out one day in the speaking class that I have on Wednesday night. Let's see if I can leave that and just go to releasing yourself. It's as though your musical rhythms are under your thumb. It's as though you, your psychology, something in you put a thumb on the music that is in you when you act. And certainly not the music that is in you when you speak naturally. So let's count to each other and just feel that there's nothing in the, that you're doing nothing to the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Speak. Count.
Just the same amount
of
turn.
Yeah, try anything you want. Anything you want. Just let it flow out. I don't care what number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Uh-huh. 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you feel that? Okay. So up to 7, we were just a little bit dull.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I knew.
Okay. So now let's work that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 670? 10? I think I once gave you this exercise.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, let's get it. We're getting at it in another way, based on more information. Okay, we're NASA figuring out, how to work the darn thing. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, now even sing that a little bit. Let's be playful, Gina. So make believe I'm one of the children. And tell me what to do. Tell me how to count. Playful.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And don't try. Now let your natural rhythm do it. You're working
okay.
It.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did you feel it?
Yes.
That's the real rhythm. See, that's Judy rhythm. Different from Beatrice rhythm. And it comes out of your breath and your body and something inside. Okay? Now, there's no reason to squeeze up your face because it's there.
Right.
Now we have to do it again. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
That's real rhythm. That's
yeah.
Judy rhythm.
Yeah.
Now, what were the words I had you saying in that exercise?
Which?
I don't want you to come in. What? You counted hard. Now take Mrs. Stephen Hayes. Breathe out. And the words are, I don't want you near my door. And I want you to count those words. Good work. Get it? Did you feel?
I think so.
You bet you darn tootin' think so. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. See, and there wasn't very much that you did, but it was your rhythm, and you hadn't sat on it. You didn't put your thumb on it and make sure that nothing came out. Do it once again, Judy. This time, say, looking at her in her leopard spot.
Oh, right.
All right.
One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Perfect. Could you feel that the one was totally in line with the thought? Could you feel it?
Yeah, and I did even less that time than the time before, didn't I?
Same to me. I was the same.
No, I did less.
Uh-huh. I didn't notice the difference.
Felt easier.
Maybe it's because you were used to it. Maybe because you trusted the technique more. It was really, it was fine, so you did less. I didn't know. What happened was that when you counted 1, 2, 3, it was really the music connected to the thought you were thinking. The thought was, I wouldn't wear that if I were you.
Yeah, that's, I was looking at it thinking, yeah.
That's exactly, and I heard it in the count.
I felt air move around inside here.
Good.
I don't think I've ever felt that before. That's
thank
true.
God.
It's the truth.
So we're only together something like 5 years. Well, we have 8 more years, Judy. 9 or 10.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's good. Now, before we end the lesson. Take those words. What are they about? I wouldn't wear that.
Well, if you're dressing to please Stephen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that one. He doesn't care for circus clothes. If you're dressing, I'm trying to say it again.
Yeah.
If you're dressing to please my husband, not that one. He doesn't care for circus clothes.
Okay. Now, just breathe out. Let the air come back and think that thought, really see it, and then just say the words like you counted to 7.
But say those real words.
Say the real words.
If you're dressing to please Stephen, not that one. No, it's if you're dressing to please, oh, should get it right.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because we're putting it into the body zone and get it right.
May I suggest, if you're dressing to please Stephen, not that one, he doesn't care for service clothes.
Okay.
May I suggest?
Mm-hmm.
that's Alphabet. May I suggest, if you're dressing to please Stephen, not that one. He doesn't care for service clothes.
That's good. Did you see?
Wow, that felt different.
You did.
Something sort of...
It's opened up. It's...
But the breath... Yeah, okay.
Now, we really have to stop
now. I know.
But I wish that I could get you up on your feet. Well, look, since I'm going to be gone and you'll be missing lessons, if between now and Wednesday...
I will call you...
Give me a call when you know.
I'll know at noon tomorrow. If I find out that I'm not doing the work...
Yeah, then come and we'll sort of walk through this because it needs to be stood up on its feet. Yeah,
but if not, I'll do it anyway.
You, of course. I mean, because you see what it is. You really feel it. That's all I want you to do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's absolutely great.
Oh, good.
Okay. Swell.